This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of God, most merciful, especially merciful, I welcome all of you with the greetings of peace from Almighty God upon each one of you. In this short session of mine, I will be speaking to you on the subject of hope. And what is the concept of hope in Islam? It is interesting to note that when we go through the history of Islam and we see the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, we shall notice many incidents where the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was tested. He was tested when he lost his beloved wife Khadija. He was tested when he lost his most beloved uncle Hamza. He lost all his sons and daughters in his life, except one, Fatima, through whom the progeny of Prophet Muhammad is still continuing till this day. But he lost all his other daughters. He lost all his son. Amidst all of these challenges, trials, tribulations, we find something unique about the character of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We find that in any of these situations did the Prophet, peace be upon him, turn around and question God. He is a messenger of God. God has sent him upon the face of this earth. He is a man who is tying stones to his stomach because he is hungry. He has no food to eat. He used to tie stones to his stomach. He was a man who was losing all his children in his life. He is the messenger of God. He can just turn around and tell God, "Oh God, why are you taking away my child? Oh God, why don't I have food to eat? I am your messenger." But never do we find a single incident where the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, turned around and questioned God. And this is because there is a very, very important concept in Islam of hope. And that is found where Allah says in the Quran, "Tawakkal Allah," to put your trust in Allah. And we find this mentioning in several places in the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims. We find this mention in many of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The stress is on putting your trust in Almighty God. Look, my respected brothers and sisters, we will be tested. We will be tested through money. We will be tested through health. We will be tested through wealth. We will be tested through our children. We will be tested through lot of trials which is happening around us. But in all of these situations and in all of these circumstances, we are not expected to lose hope in Almighty God. We need to hold on to Almighty God firmly. The moment we lose hope, the moment we lose the trust in Almighty God, there is where the problem starts. So once again, we are revisiting these incidents in the life of the Prophet Muhammad and revisiting the verses in the Quran in order to identify these verses and these incidents which actually help us develop hope. Many a time, many of us will be challenged through health. Some of us may be having congenital defects. Some of us may be born with certain diseases right from the time we were born. Some of us may acquire diseases. Some of us may become orphan at a very early age. We may lose both our parents or one of our parents at a very early age. Some of us may lose our siblings, our brothers and sisters at a very early age. We may lose our companion at a very early age. But amidst all of this, there is a very, very clear verse in the Quran where Allah says He will test us through the wealth He has given us. He will test us through the children that He has given us. Why? Why is there a test? Why would God want to test us? The reason why He wants to test us is because each of us affirm that we believe in God. And our belief is not shaken when good incidents happen around us, when success comes to us, when we find things happening positively in our life. We never question God. We say, yes, we believe in God, and that is why, look, I have become such a famous person. Look, I have so much of money. Look, I have become successful. I believe in God. But the moment Almighty God will put you through the test, through the trials, there are chances that we may lose that trust. There are chances that we may question God. Oh God, why have you put me through this test? And you must have seen many of your friends turn around and question God. Oh God, why me? But Almighty God, 1400 years back, revealed it in the Holy Scripture that He will test us. We belong to Him. The Quran says, the Holy Book of the Muslim says, where Almighty God says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That to Allah, to Almighty God, we belong. And to whom? To Him we shall return. So when we belong to God, God has every right to put us through test. God has every right to put us through trials and tribulation. But there is hope. There is hope. The hope is that Almighty God says, Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Most certainly I am with those who are patient. I am with those who persevere. I am with those who have the quality of sabr. Sabr is an Arabic word which means patience. You can't afford to lose patience. God is with those who are patient. God is with those who put their trust in God. That I will not lose hope. Anything happens, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, that strange are the ways of the believers in God. People who believe in God, strange are their ways. What is so strange about them? The Prophet said that when something good happens to him, he turns to God and says, Alhamdulillah, all praises to God. Thank you, God, for the good that has happened. And then the Prophet said, and when something untoward happens, when some calamity befalls, he still turns to God and says, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. All praises due to God in all circumstances. Whether it is a trial or a tribulation, we always turn back to God and we thank Him in all our circumstances. Another verse in the Quran where Almighty God gives us hope is when He tells us that He will not put us through a test which is beyond our means. Many of us feel, I can't take in anymore, God. I wish I could die right now. Many of us say that. We say it in ignorance. Ignorance of the fact that Almighty God has in fact said in the Quran, He will not put us in a test beyond our means. Which means, if He's putting you through a test, God knows what your metal is. God knows what you are made up of. He knows you are strong. So my respected brothers and sisters, my advice to each one of you is, do not lose hope in God. Do not lose your hope in God. Hold firm to Him. Remember, whenever He is putting you through a test, a trial, a tribulation, He is only putting it to you within your means. He will not put you to a test which is beyond your means. So never lose hope. Don't try to harm yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually. Don't try to harm yourself. Put your faith firm in God. He's not going to test you beyond your means. With that, I'm going to conclude right now. If you have any questions for me, you can, inshallah, get in touch. My YouTube video will be also posted. Once you have seen this video, I'm going to share it on YouTube publicly for other viewers as well. With that, I would like to conclude. May Almighty God make us amongst those who worship Him alone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.